25 past 11 is the time. Good morning to you. Let me speak to Kerry Brawley, who's one of the nominated supermoms from Super Value. Kerry, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Up Garva direction, Kerry?
I am.
Okay, and that's your local Super Value. Now, you've been nominated, and there are some wonderful moms who have been nominated for this amazing competition. But, Kerry, you have a few challenges as far as health of the children would be concerned. Three of your children have a syndrome called June syndrome. What is that?
It's a small, narrow rib cage that they have, and a form of dwarfism. So they've like a bell-shaped, narrow chest wall. They've fast breathing, and their eyesight is affected as well. The eldest boy, he's 16, he's registered as blind. The youngest girl of five, she's just been registered blind. And the middle girl, she has, she's like a moderate to severe sight problems as well. So eventually she will be registered as blind.
You have one child who isn't coping with this syndrome.
One.
And what age is he or she?
He is 10. So he is.
10. And what's the children's names?
Cahill and Brona and Niamh.
Cahill, Brona and Niamh are facing up to the challenges. And what's the other youngster's name?
Theo.
So you have a busy family. There's no doubt about that.
No.
How challenging is it whenever the three children have so many appointments with doctors and specialists?
It can be very challenging to try because not all the time appointments are on the same day, you know, the same days. So I have to arrange for people to look after the other kids or whatever, but I just get on with it. It's just a thing I've just got used to now. I just get up and do it.
It's you know, very stoic of you, if you don't mind me saying you just get up and do it. Mm-hmm. It would be a challenge for any parent having one child with some form of disability to have three in the same family. It seems almost, if you don't mind me saying it, a bit unfair, Kerry. Do you ever look at it like that?
I don't, no, because they're my kids, so it's been dealt to me, so I just get on with it. I'm sure everybody else feels the same. If they have their kids, they just get on with it.
And is this a condition that is in some way hereditary? Is it in your family elsewhere?
It's a rare condition. It's a, myself and my husband are both a gene carrier of it. And it's, we were told after we found out exactly what it was with Cahill, I think he was actually two before they give us a diagnosis of what it was, because it was so rare. So they told it was going to be a 1 in 4 chance of another child having it. And we've had 3 out of 4. So it was always a hard decision whether or not we wanted to go ahead and have another child, but we went ahead.
And obviously, I think this should be emphasised, obviously there's no sense of regret in all of this.
No, definitely not.
This is a happy family, a vibrant family, a family that look for their abilities as opposed to what might be described in some cases as a disability. But
we make life as normal as possible for them. We fought to get them to mainstream school. They're all happy at school. They go out on their bikes. They do everything that normal children do.
It is challenging, however, because, as you say, even the doctor's appointments aren't on the same day.
Yeah.
And some of the travel involves not just going up and down to the likes of Belfast, and you're in South Derry, or Altnagalvin. There's travelling across the water involved.
Yes,
here.
We've been to Great Ormond Street recently with the eldest boy, and there'll be a few more trips with the girls too to check out with them if there's anything that can be done for them. Cahill, we've been travelling back and forward there. There was talk for chest expansion surgery, but they don't reckon it would help him because his lungs are not strong enough for it. So there's no point of putting him through such a big operation when it won't benefit him.
Am I right in believing they're the only children in Northern Ireland with the condition?
Yes, we are.
And how common is it across the United Kingdom?
They say there's about one case per 130,000 born, but as I say, we're the only family in Northern Ireland. There's only 3 or 4 in England. There's some in Saudi Arabia and America that we know of at the minute because it is such a rare condition.
And how do you get time to relax, Kerry? Do you have a good family support there? Or do you have friends and neighbours who can do a bit of babysitting? Or do you just, like, maybe like a lot of other parents, do you never get a chance to get out at all?
No, My husband, he works away too, so I'm at home with them all the time. But family has been great. Whenever we've had to go to London, my mother and father and mother-in-law took time off work to look after the rest, and sister's always there. Anybody that I ask to help out.
Well, without surprise, I must say, you've been nominated as one of the super mums. You're going to have the big night coming up.
Tomorrow night.
Is it actually tomorrow night? I was just trying to double check the date. It is tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And it's a heck of a night out, going by what I've heard over the years for the Super Value Super Mums Night. I've spoken to other ladies on the programme, Kerry, who all sound as if they are super mums and could be crowned tomorrow night. Uh-huh. But I won't be surprised at all if it turns out to be you, because you do sound like exactly what we're talking about, a super mom. And I really appreciate you speaking to us on the programme this morning.
Thank you.
And I hope that progress is made in relation to the awareness of June syndrome, and that the children have a really happy future, Kerry.
Yes, thank you.
Listen, thanks for speaking to us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just the last wee thing, Frank. Just want to say good luck to all the mums.